All right, so if you are the type of person like myself who has ever put off starting something or taken action on something that you knew you needed to do, all because of the perceived amount of time that it was going to take to get an outcome from that action, well, this podcast could be for you, right? Now, by the way, I'd like to say thanks to everyone for sticking with me with this podcast. I know there's quite a few of you that actually listen, and I've been so sporadic. I've been busy with other things. You know, I've been doing stand-up comedy, a bit of DJing, my day job, running, all sorts of things. And I want to get back making regular podcasts again because I've often got things I'd like to talk about. And it's been a while. So I want to start making more regularly and appreciate you being here. And I want to talk about the feeling of progress today. I got braces on about 3 months ago. And as soon as I got the braces on, something that I've been putting off my whole life, I felt immediately good. I felt new increased self-esteem. I felt proud of myself for taking action on something that I've been meaning to take action on for years. And I had kind of convinced myself, I guess, that I would need to wait for the year and a half until the braces were off to feel good about the teeth. But it wasn't. It was immediate as soon as I took action. And that's the same for like fitness, like starting a new fitness routine, workout plan, starting a new diet. You know, saving money in the bank is a good one. You know, as soon as you put in that first 50 bucks from that paycheck, you already feel like you're more organized. You feel like you're a saver. But we often put these things off. We often put off starting these things because we feel like the positive outcome, the positive feeling is way off in the distance. And even on a spiritual level, on an energetical level, as soon as we take action on something that we really actually want to take action on a spiritual level, we're now connected to that outcome because we've taken action. You know, whether you look at life in a way of the law of attraction or a way of action, there is no difference. You know, action and attraction work together. Even in the same way that the old saying, I was thinking about this saying the other day actually, strike while the iron is hot. You know that saying of strike, it's like a blacksmith is in the wherever the place that the blacksmith works, and you heat up the iron, you hit it, you can bend it, you can shape it, and then it's cooled down a bit. Now you gotta wait for it to heat up again. So the action and the inaction work together. Like in the law of attraction, you visualize, you plan, you think about, you feel it, and there's not much action. But then inspiration for action comes and you take that action, and then it brings you to the next moment of visualizing and no action, and it goes together again and again. So don't let the thought of how long something will take put you off from starting. Just knowing that starting it actually connects you to that positive outcome, and so too connected to the positive feeling. So yeah, I'll look forward to talking again soon. Let me know what you think. I want to start making these regularly again, and if there's anything that you'd like to talk about, send me a message. Any topics, or yeah, we can go from there. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Ciao for now.